BBC Radio Sheffield, it's Boxing Day morning. Sheffield's Rehabilitation Centre for Blind Veterans has had one of its busiest years on record. Over 400 people have been through the doors of the centre on Fulwood Road. Not many people know it's there, though. It's one of just three centres run by blind veterans across the UK, helping out ex-servicemen and women adjusting to losing their sight. Norman Bailey is ex-RAF. He stays at the centre several weeks a year, and he told our reporter Amy Nage his story.
4 years ago, Boxing Day, I woke up with my right eye full of blood, frightened to death because the wife was dead, then I was on my own. I went to St Paul's Eye Place. I was fortunate. One of the surgeons, or one of the consultants, had come in. His wife had gone January shopping. And he came in and he got a team together which put a gas bubble in the right eye. But 2 months later, I had another one. And I'm afraid this one scarred the eye. It's like a finger across the eye. The first thing you believe is why is it me? And then the next thing, you're frightened. You really are frightened. Because you're like a baby. You can't see, you've got nothing. You think your world... Well, your world has really come to an end. You've got to start a new life. And then these people come along and they start your new life. And when you come... The main thing I find, that when you come to the centres, everyone there is like yourself. Some can see a little bit, some can see nothing. And you find that the people that can see a little bit look after the ones that can see nothing.
I was going to say, do you learn from each other as well, meeting other veterans? Do you learn from each other a bit about tips and what to do?
Oh, you meet them all, honestly, you meet them all. Some of the lads that come here, they've been living on their own, and they're in a shell. And we get hold of them, and, you know, like, as I say, they tell you that your meat's at 12 o'clock, your carrots are at 6 o'clock, you've got your potato at 3. Well, what I do then, when they turn their back, I change the plate round.
Troublemaker here, yeah. I think.
But if you don't laugh about these things, you don't get anywhere. But we do, we have a good laugh about it.
Good.
You know, what if you're having problems with your eyes, mate?
That's Amy Nage talking to Norman Bailey, ex-RAF. Terry Heaton is the centre manager in Sheffield. Morning, Terry.
Good morning, Phil.
That's a very familiar story, isn't it? My dad was blind all of my childhood. I can remember the story about, you know, your potatoes were at 6 o'clock and your peas were at 4 o'clock and everything. It's a very familiar scene, that.
It is. It's absolutely amazing how people can adapt and change to problems with sight. But Norman is one of the ones who treats it in a way that he can laugh at himself, along with, you know, so many other of the guys that come to the centre.
What kind of people do you help? What type of veterans come through your doors?
We have a variety, to be quite honest. We, from the younger ones, although there aren't that many of the younger ones who are from the recent campaigns, through to the elderly ones. At the moment, we're trying to target mainly the World War II veterans, the ones that have done the National Service, who are now in the 70s and 80s, who are suffering sight loss in later life. Through things like macular degeneration, as Norman so aptly described.
Well, I mean, as Norman said, it is like starting your life over again, isn't it? And, you know, people with normal vision shut their eyes and imagine that's what it's like to be blind, but of course you can still see light and shade, can't you? If you're totally blind, it is like restarting your life.
It is. So many... I've come across so many people who have lost their sight suddenly. They may have gone to sleep literally at night, been able to see, and woke up the following morning and the blood vessels have burst behind their eyes and they've woke up to total fear. And not just fear, isolation, loneliness, particularly as Norman describes, someone whose partner or wife has died, then they feel completely alone. And the fear that must bring with it must be absolutely terrifying.
So, apart from Norman, who's clearly trying to make people's lives more difficult there by turning plates around, what kind of things do you do for the veterans at the centre?
Well, we have first and foremost, they all have their individual welfare officer. So before they attend the centres, all new members are visited at home by a welfare officer. And the welfare officer is the main source of contact for our members, and they guide them as and when they're needed. And when they attend our centre, the member is assessed very carefully by our rehab and training team. We call those rehab and training officers ROVIs, and a ROVI stands for a rehabilitation officer for visually impaired. And the members are assessed there, and the key is to determine their needs as individuals, always as individuals. Do they need to keep a job or get a job? Do they live alone? How can their partners help? And the aim is for the member to be as independent as they can. We offer a range of equipment like talking microwaves, talking computers. We do things like touch typing courses, safe cookery, and most equipment in all our training is provided free of charge. So we often see the same faces like Norman coming through our door several times a year. And as well as the serious stuff, we also run holiday-themed weeks. It could be History Week, Culture Week, Craft Week. And you should actually see some of the pictures that our blind veterans have actually taken around Sheffield when they've come for our Photography Week. Mm. And they really do make a good display.
It isn't something, is it, that you can say, unlike most hospital visits or centre stays, you can say, well, this actually might improve this condition. Very, very rarely does losing your sight like that ever actually get any better. What's the... Is there a kind of a way that you can approach it with people, or is it literally just that you have to say, look, this has happened, live with it?
It's a mixed bag, really. You get some people who have adapted to it very easily, and you get some people for who they never adapt. And the stark difference of contrast in those individuals is for some a really painful process. The majority do adapt, and when they come to Sheffield, they share that camaraderie and learn to share a sense of humour. For other people, it is quite literally a dark place, and they quite often remain unhappy or disillusioned with the circumstance that they find. But the beauty of coming to Blind Veterans UK is that it is like a family, an extended family to them, and it does give them some solace and some comfort and some happiness.
And I guess you must also see the story almost from the beginning to the end sometimes, where people come in and they literally have, you know, they have lost the ability to move about, and you must see them go out, you know, with a completely different perspective.
Absolutely. When people come, they're quite often like frightened rabbits when they come for the first week. They're absolutely full of trepidation. And when they come to the centre, they don't know anybody, usually on that first week. And by the middle of that week, they've made new friends, they've made new companions and comrades. And to see someone who has struggled with a simple task like buttoning a coat, to be able to actually do that with confidence and to be able to then orientate themselves around a building that they were unfamiliar with or unfamiliar outside areas and things like that, crossing pavements, is absolutely remarkable to see, and it brings a fantastic amount of job satisfaction when you're working with people like that.
And there is still nothing more dangerous than a half-open door, is there, for a blind person?
Oh, absolutely not.
It's right down the middle of your head. There's no stopping it. It's been a pleasure to talk to you this morning. I hope you go on to achieve greater and more fantastic things in 2014. Thanks for your time.
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody.
Cheers, Terry. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.